Lecture, Fixed Points Encode Law. Good morning. I see some of you noticed the paper. Don't worry. It's not notes. It's just a habit that survived elimination. Last time, we talked about admissibility having a shape. About how most ideas don't just fail experimentally, they fail structurally. Today, we stand still on that shape. We talk about the places you can't drift away from. Let me start with a story. Have you ever been on a hiking trail that slowly disappears? You walk, the path is clear. Then it gets fuzzy. Then suddenly, nothing. If you wander a bit, you're lost. But every so often, you find a place where all the paths seem to pass through. No matter how you approach, you end up there. That's today's topic. Here's the key idea. A law is not a rule the universe follows. It's a description the universe can't escape. We're used to thinking of laws as commands. Things must do this. Particles obey that. That language is convenient. It's also misleading. Nothing is enforcing the rules. There's no referee. What happens instead is much simpler. Most descriptions change when you apply them repeatedly. A few don't. Try this mentally. Take a rough description of a system. Now simplify it. Average it. Look at it from farther away. Let it interact with something else. Simplify again. Most descriptions drift. They lose meaning. They stop matching themselves. But a few come back unchanged. Those are laws. Think about spinning a bowl with a marble inside. No matter where you start the marble, it rolls around, loses energy, and settles at the bottom. The bottom isn't chosen. It's not preferred. It's just where motion stops changing. That's a fixed point. This is why laws are rare. Most descriptions slide away from themselves. They decay. They fragment. They contradict their own assumptions. Only a handful remain stable under repetition. Scarcity is not mysterious. It's expected. And here's something important. Laws don't survive because they're elegant. They survive because altering them breaks consistency. If you nudge them, the nudge dies out. If you try to leave them, you're pushed back. They are not protected by design. They are protected by geometry. This also explains something that often feels miraculous. Why laws work at different scales? Why the same ideas apply whether you zoom in or zoom out? That's not generosity from the universe. It's survival. Any description that only works at one scale falls apart when you change perspective. Only scale-tolerant descriptions remain. So when you hear someone say, "It's amazing that the same laws apply everywhere," remember, descriptions that didn't do that are gone. Here's another analogy. Think about a recipe that still works even if you double it, halve it, or make it in a different kitchen. That recipe survives repetition. Most don't. You never hear about them. Now let me say something very precise. A law does not explain why it exists. It explains what remains stable once it does. This course will never try to derive laws from deeper laws. That road never ends. Instead, we ask why only fixed descriptions can appear as laws at all. Once fixed points exist, structure follows automatically. Interactions stabilize. Quantities stop drifting. Patterns repeat. Order doesn't come first. Invariance does. So here's today's takeaway. Stop imagining laws as instructions. Start seeing them as anchors. Places where description stops changing because change would reintroduce contradiction. Next time, we'll talk about something that always confuses people. Why very different systems end up looking the same. Why detail gets erased. Why forgetting isn't a failure, it's enforced. That's universality. See you next class.